Going to move on to our next guest, which is Luis Beltran, coming all the way from the Czech Republic. So I'm going to bring Luis in now to say hello. Good morning, Luis. How are you today?
Hello, Laila. I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm really good. I'm so happy to be here. Now, let me just see, you are going to be talking about AI enrichment with Azure Cognitive Search. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Certainly. Okay. Well, I am going to hand over to you now. So we're going to go over to your screen and have a great presentation.
Thank you very much for your kind wishes. And
over
thank
to you,
everyone. Thank you. I appreciate it. So hi, everyone. Thank you all for joining my presentation, AI Enrichment with Azure Cognitive Search at this great event, the .NET Conf 2020. Have you ever heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words? Can you actually search for information that is included in a picture or a set of documents? Let's explore a service that will allow you to do that and even more. My name is Luis Beltran. I am a Microsoft MVP in AI and developer technologies. Let's get started. Just very briefly about me. I am a Mexican Microsoft MVP, as I said. I'm currently pursuing my PhD in engineering informatics at Tomas Bata University in Zlín, Czech Republic. I'm also a lecturer. This year I had the opportunity to perform this activity, which I really enjoy. I'm very passionate about mobile applications, cloud computing, artificial intelligence, and also in Mexico, I am a lecturer at Tecnológico Nacional de México in Celaya. Here you also have my email and Twitter in case you would like to connect. I would be really grateful to help and share some knowledge and talk about artificial intelligence. So let's focus on our presentation. In this session, I will explain what is Azure Cognitive Search. Then we will describe our main topic, which is AI enrichment, and the steps that are involved when we would like to build an intelligent pipeline for our queries. Finally, let's demonstrate how it works. So, most of the time, a company's real value is found in documents such as invoices, emails, receipts, forms, presentations, pictures, websites, even a website. These are considered unstructured data, and they can really tell you the story of what is happening in an enterprise. We usually search for information using well-known data sources, such as databases. But what can we do if we would like to find out, for instance, all documents which contain a specific term? What if one of the requirements is to retrieve all the pictures where a specific person is? Can these tasks be automated? Maybe by developing software? Well, the answer to all these questions is yes, it's possible with Azure Cognitive Search, which is a unique cloud search service with built-in AI capabilities, which enrich all types of information to easily identify and explore relevant content at scale. It also reduces complexity and enables such characteristics like autocomplete, geospatial search, filtering, and others. And actually, you can take advantage of cognitive services such as AI speech, vision, language processing to transform this unstructured information into searchable content, matching your specific business goals and requirements. So, what is AI enrichment? It is a capability of Azure Cognitive Search indexing that you can use to extract, for example, text from unstructured data sources. Enrichment and extraction make your content more searchable in a form of index, and they are implemented using cognitive skills, which are attached to an indexing pipeline. The cognitive skills can be either natural language or image processing, and you will see that in a minute. The key elements in the enrichment pipeline are the data ingestion, the data enrichment, and the cognitive skills, which will allow us to explore the data. So this is like the big picture of what we are going to build. But then you can see the architecture that you can use in cognitive search. We will actually discuss each part in the following slides before we go to the demo. In the meantime, just take a look at these elements, okay? There will be ingestion, enrichment, and explore. So, the pipeline is based on the indexers. They populate an index based on mappings, field-to-field mappings, between the index and our data. And this is a process which is called document cracking. The cognitive skills are attached to the indexers. They add more information based on the documents. This is the enrichment process. And once we have the index, we can access the content via a search request. Actually, we can even search with a mobile application or because it provides an API for to do that. Okay, so this is the first step. We know the customer data exists or can exist as data sets. In this case, we are going to use Azure data sets such as Blob Storage, or maybe we also have it in a database. It is possible. We have this unstructured text, images, documents. They are placed in a Azure storage account, for instance, in a container under a container. Then the search service will access the information, and the task that is performed is known as document cracking. Basically, it will extract text or create it based on the data. For instance, if there is a PDF file, it will extract all the text that is found there. If there is an image and it looks for it, it has some text, it can identify it by using a cognitive skill in the next step. This operation takes some time. So one recommendation is to select the representative data, then see how it performs to build it incrementally and when we are starting. We can obtain information from Blob Storage, from databases such as Azure SQL, Cosmos Database, and other data sources. And the file formats that are supported are PDF documents, PNG images, PowerPoint presentations, XML documents, and others, which are quite common. And in the document cracking process, we will not only obtain text, but also metadata and images. Then we move to our second step, which is the cognitive skills and enrichment phase. The skill set is based on cognitive skills, which can be part of the Microsoft ecosystem or custom skills, third-party skills. We provide them to connect to the skill set. It can be as complex, as minimal, or as complex as we want, and determines the order of operations, the type of processing, yes? And we can, this is the step where we can obtain text from images, or we can even translate a document. We can detect the language. We can perform a lot of artificial intelligent operations. So some of them are natural language processing. There is face detection, even celebrity recognition. If there is a famous person, we can detect it and, of course, obtain the name of this person and include it into our text fields. We can detect landmarks. You know that cognitive services play a key role here, and they can obtain this kind of information and even more. You can analyze a text and get if it is positive or negative with sentiment analysis, yes? Or you can bring your own cognitive skills. Maybe you have something in Azure Functions, you have Azure Machine Learning Model, you have a virtual machine which exposes an API and sends the information and gets a result, a cognitive result. Okay, so this is one very simple scenario. We have PDF document with images and text. The text is obtained in the first step, the indexing one, and the text recognition, the skill set, obtain the text inside the images. Then there is a merge text skill. And finally, we can even include more cognitive skills, such as detect the entity or detect locations, organization. We can organize it as much as we want. And this is the final step before we go to our demo. When the processing is finished, we have a search index, which consists of the enriched documents. This task creates fully text searchable, which we can use in Azure Cognitive Search. So this can be accessed by developers, for instance, by users to retrieve the information. So the indexes are generated from an index schema. So we will have fields, we will have attributes that we can use in our queries. We can even add more information. We can build an index incrementally. We can modify, we can rebuild, we can do whatever we want. Okay, so let's go to our demo. We are on time. So for this case, let me show you in my portal. Okay, so in this portal, Azure portal, I have three services in my resource group. There is a storage account, which contains the documents that will be part of the enrichment pipeline. We want to obtain information from these documents. So just give me a second while it is loading. Yes, so we have our container. And here we have files, such as HTML website. We have an image, a PNG image, which I think will be accessible here. Let's see. I don't have an issue. Okay, maybe I will show you them. I can't even download it. Yes. Yes, in a second. Yeah. So you will see a picture in a second. Which is a very well-known person for you, Scott Gottlieb. So we have an image here. We have HTML website, which I told you, which has information about it. Just a second. And you can see, it's a form, Microsoft, it's a report. Yeah. There is a lot of text here. Right? And maybe some images. Okay, so we are going to use this data to create our search index. Then, what else we have? I also have cognitive services resource. The most important thing here, of course, will be the key, because we are going to use it for the skill set. So we have our key. And finally, we have our main resource, which is the search service. You can simply add it, Azure Cognitive Search. Yes. So here at the beginning, we don't have anything. We don't have any storage, no indexes, no indexers. I started with the free one, which allows you to create up to 3 indexes and indexers and 50 megabytes in storage. You can later use other pricing options. And okay, so we have here also important elements. We have a key for our resource. We have a query key that we will use later for the search. And also we have an endpoint, which is available here. This one, .NET Conf AI Search, and so on. For this, I have created a console application. All our data, resources, keys are available in these app settings, JSON. So we have our search service URL. We have the API key from search, the query. Also, we know how to connect to our blob storage, the name of our container, and the cognitive services search. So back to our code. We have our first step, which is to create the data source. In this case, we are going to access our blob storage, right? So you can see we have this method, create or update data source. Basically, we are connecting to our storage account. We are selecting the data source type as Azure Blob, but you remember in presentation, we said that we can have Azure SQL database, Azure table, Cosmos DB, and other types. So here, also we provide how to connect to it and the name of our container. Okay, so it will try to create or access the data source, right? So that will be our first step. Then the second one is, after we have access to the data, it will try to create the skill set. In this skill set, all the cognitive capabilities will be, let's say, will perform our in our data. So we have some methods to, okay, let's analyze the images and find some text. So there is an OCR skill. We will go to the code in a minute. Also the merge, which consists of mixing the text that was found at the beginning in the indexing part with the text that was detected from the images. There are also entity recognition skills. For instance, if there are some organizations mentioned, if some relevant people is there, or celebrities, and yeah, even places or countries. Then it also detects the language of the documents. One of the presentations was in Spanish, actually. One of the documents is in Spanish, so we will also search for it, and key phrase and so on. After we get instances of these skills, we can add them to the search indexer, which is a collection, and we can build the skill set. So for instance, let's take a look at the great OCR skill code. In this case, we are using all the images. Yeah, we are looking for images, and we will perform an OCR operation over, right? Which consists of extracting all the text that is found in these images, right? It will be based on English, but if we have our document or images, sorry, in Spanish, well, we can use that one, and so on, in Italian, whatever. So we will use in English. So it depends on our data, of course. We can create more OCR skills, one for each language. It depends on us, yes. And the other skills are quite similar, kind of similar, yes. So yeah, after that, yeah, we merge or create the skill set, then we create the index, which is this will help you, help us for the search operation. And after that, we create an index. Okay, so in the index, we mainly say, okay, how we are going to search for information. And in the indexer, we create some fields. What fields we are going to use later for the search. Yeah, it's like creating a table, right? You start with the primary key, which is the index, and then you can go to additional information, additional fields. So here, mainly, we are going to get like information from the previous steps, and then we are going to add like the file name, the content, right, which is the text, for instance, organizations that we found, the language, key phrases, and other elements that we would like to include in our, let's say, final table. And finally, well, we can, give a second, we can just leave this, actually, okay, because it takes some time to create the indexer. So actually, I'm going to run it now. So everything that I explained will run in a second. Okay. So let's just wait a bit. Okay, also, by the way, well, to have this code working, we need to add the Azure Shared Search Documents Nugget package, yes, which this simplifies everything. Okay, so now it is starting. I don't see my terminal, but it should be somewhere. Okay, yes, it is the terminal is running. Okay, so it is creating the data source. Hopefully there will be no errors. And okay, now it proceeds. So while it is working, while it is doing this, let's go back here. And if I refresh this, you will see that, for instance, now we have a data source with our files. Then this the skill set shouldn't take more than 1 minute, hopefully. And after that, it will proceed to the index and indexer creation. So yeah, we will see if this completes in time. So let's refresh. Okay. Yeah, okay, now it has created the index and then the indexer. So let's see. Yeah, you see now we have an index, so we will be able to search for information. We need, of course, to have the indexer created. So yeah, this process takes some time. The indexer is running. Our program has completed without any errors, but it takes some time to create this indexer. Maybe just 1 minute. So I will update this page to hopefully have everything working, because we have a small amount of time. And of course, the output is to search, to look for information. Okay, so we have the indexer. The indexer is still running because it should detect a number of documents. Okay, so we can even take a look at the status. Okay, so it is in progress. But after this finishes, we will be able to search. So yeah, let's see. Still in progress. So here we are creating the fields that we are going to use for our search. Okay. It's fine, it is still running. In the meantime, maybe Laila, is there any question that we can answer? Because maybe
so let me see. Mm-hmm. We did have a question in Twitch, mm-hmm. and it was from Tapco Wild. Yes. And you may not be able to answer it, but maybe you can. Are there benefits to using this cognitive services search from Microsoft over Google and Amazon's equivalent services?
Okay, thank you for the question. I consider that these models, these machine learning and artificial intelligence models that Microsoft provides have been improving over time. I remember that at the first time there was an issue, for instance, in text analysis. It was really easy to confuse it. Like, okay, if you say this is a good example, okay, yes, this is a positive statement. But if you say this is not a good example, it was confused and it was still saying that it was a positive sentence. But now it had been improved. I think that the main maybe way to decide, okay, which one to use would be to compare the results. Okay, what do I get in vision? What do I get in text analysis? I also consider that Microsoft offers a quite complete set of solutions, models, and even functionality among every cognitive service. For instance, well, I compare vision from Google and from Microsoft, and in Microsoft I found you can do a lot, much more things, especially with face analysis.
Super, thank you. I have a question for me. I love cognitive services and messing around with them. Is your code, your source code available? Is it on GitHub? Where can we find it?
It will be available on my GitHub, maybe in the next 10 minutes. My GitHub is IceBeam7. So.
Okay.
Yes. So
IceBeam 7. Let me share that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This finished it, so I can very quickly, let's go for a search, very quickly. Yes, it completed without any errors, because I know that we only have a couple of minutes. So let's go to Search Explorer. And here, for instance, I will search a second for for instance, Satya. And yes, in this case, we will find out all the documents, all the information where Satya Nadella is mentioned. We can also look for instance, organizations. So just give me a second. We can add this select, for instance, only organizations. Yes. And okay, well, for some reason, I'm getting much more information. But the basic idea here is that you can find, okay, yeah, Microsoft was mentioned, Nokia was mentioned. So this is additional information that you can get. Okay, yes, we are talking about Satya, but what did he say or what other organizations were involved here? And even some other characteristics such as key topics or key phrases that were included in his document or speech with, because there was a letter from him. So yeah, this is something that we can get from this.
And that's finally, great.
Yes. So I know that we don't have any minutes, but even Linux was mentioned in this. There were some images. Yeah, there is one image about Microsoft loves Linux. So yeah, this is something that we can get, and there was not text, only images where we have, for example, Linux, and this is something that was obtained from this cognitive search.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much for live coding that. That was brilliant. So I'll let you just quickly finish. You're there?
Yes, actually, that's there. Yes, I can provide a presentation later for some resources, because in Microsoft documentation, we have the tutorial to create this. And also, yes, of course, what is AI enrichment? So I can provide this later, so you can, or you can just stop here with the recording, and then just take a look at this example. Actually, that was all of it.
Well, Luis, why don't you share it on Twitter and tag it with .NET Conf, and then people can find it. I know I will definitely want to have a look, and I might have some questions for you. So if you have any questions for Luis based on this, I'm sure that he would be more than happy to answer you on Twitter. So thank you so much, Luis. It's been a pleasure to have you, and enjoy the rest of your day, and we will catch you later.
You too. Thank you very much for having me, and good luck to everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.